Tenía.
Yes, this is Marvin with XVO. You requested a callback.
I did. So I have a scheduled delivery for tomorrow from Best Buy. And in your voicemail that you left me, I believe you have the wrong address.
Okay, what's the telephone number?
My cell phone number is 224-538-1952.
Okay, just a second. It's going to take a second for me to upload in my system.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to take a second for it to upload in my system.
No worries.
I'm still waiting for it to come up. Just a second.
Okay, no problem.
¿Y por qué no cogiste la CISO?
Okay, sir. And could you verify the first and last name?
Sure. First name is Guillermo. It's G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O. And the last name is Gonzalez.
Okay. And you said about the address again?
Yeah, the address that I believe that you guys left me on the voicemail was 508 North Fox Trail.
Okay, Round Lakes, Illinois, 60073.
Right. That is the incorrect address, and I had talked to Best Buy about it, and I guess they didn't tell you about it, but that's it. That's the incorrect address.
Okay. Is it still in Round Lakes, Illinois with that zip code?
600? No, it's not. It's like,
okay.
No, it's going to be
I can't change
it. Actually in Chicago.
Okay, I can't change it in the system if it's different, if the city and state and the zip code is different, it won't let me go in the system and change it.
Right. It's not a different state, but it is the same state. I tried calling Best Buy, but they're closed now. And, you know, I just want to make you guys aware that that's not the right address.
I can't change it in the system. It has to be changed by Best Buy.
I understand. I tried calling them, but I'm just making sure that you guys are aware of it. I know you're not able to change it, and, you know, I'm just trying to do my best here.
Yeah. Okay, you would have to get with them tomorrow.
I did leave them a voicemail, and I know that the delivery is scheduled for early in the morning, so I don't want to make the driver go all the way to Round Lake.
I'm a note on here. I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to note on here for the comments section for the driver that the I can put the address in there. If it's not on the work order, he's not going to go to the he's not going to go to the address that I put in the notes, because he's going to follow.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind putting on the notes, that way he's aware. I'm sure Beth is going to call in.
Well, what's the address? I can put that in the notes, but he's still not going to. He's going to follow.
Sure.
He's going to call you. He's not going to go to the address in the notes. He's going to
The thing is that Best Buy is not going to open until 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the address?
So the new,
what is
the
it
new
again?
Address is 5310.
5310.
West Parman.
West Parman. How do you spell that?
Abbott. Carmen spelled C-A...
Carmen, oh, Carmen.
Yeah.
Okay, is that C-A-R-M-E-N?
Correct.
And is that drive, street, or...
Avenue.
Okay. Is that still in Round Lakes?
No, that'll be in Chicago.
Oh.
And the zip code is 60630.
Okay, 60630. Okay, I'll put that, let me go ahead and do this while I have you on the line here.
Would it be helpful if I could email you the order from Best Buy? I'm not sure why they didn't give you the right address, but in the email I have the right.
No, I don't have access to a email where you can email me.
Okay.
This is a call center, so no, I don't have access to that.
Gotcha. Okay, so I did put that in the comments section for the technician. I did note that on the work order that you're going to get with Best Buy to correct the address, sir. Okay, so does that mean they're still going to drive up to the original address, or
No, sir. They're not gonna go to the address on the work order. That's why I was putting it in the comment section for the carrier. Once he reads that, he'll know that the address that's on the work order is not correct.
Got it. Will they still, once I get in contact with Best Buy, will they still deliver it tomorrow? Do you know?
I doubt it, sir. You're gonna have to end up. They may have to end up canceling the work order in the system and creating a new work order.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try getting in contact with Best Buy tomorrow. But like I said, they're not open till 11. I did leave them a voicemail. I just want to make sure that you guys were aware of it. That
yes, sir.
The wrong address. Okay.
Yes,
cool,
sir.
Man.
And I noted it. Okay. And once again, sorry for the confusion. And once again, we do thank you for calling into XBO, and you have a nice evening.
You as well.
Okay.